There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Following On podcast is proudly sponsored by Barbados Tourism. Before we kick off the show, I just wanted to take a moment to remind you that the ICC Men's Cricket T20 World Cup final is taking place in Barbados this summer. This, by default, gives all of my fellow cricket fanatics the perfect excuse to go and book a holiday to Barbados in June and experience firsthand the euphoric atmosphere at the Kensington Oval, the cricket mecca of the Caribbean. If the cricket alone isn't enough to tempt you, then let me be the one to remind you that a trip to Barbados can also include leisurely strolls along the breathtaking coastline, mouth-watering flavours of the world-class Bajan cuisine, and of course, plenty of rum. Head to visitbarbados.org/cricket today to book the trip of a lifetime to Barbados, the best place to be a cricket fan.
You're listening to a special Following On podcast. I'm Mashal St. Patrick Hewitt, and today we're at the home of cricket with the Antigua and Barbuda Tourism Authority to celebrate cricket and culture. Over the course of the next half hour, we'll hear from four West Indies greats as I speak with Sir Vivian Richards, Sir Curtly Ambrose, Sir Richie Richardson, and Sir Andy Roberts. So sit back and enjoy as we bring you a very special edition of the Following On podcast. So welcome to the show. Before we get into it, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you can get the latest TalkSport cricket content directly into your podcast feed. Let's start today's show by hearing from both Sir Vivian Richards and Sir Curtly Ambrose to discuss Antigua, the upcoming T20 World Cup in the West Indies, and some of the biggest stories in our game.
Well, you join me today with, well, how do you intro these two individuals? Sir Vivian Richards and Sir Curtly Ambrose. An absolute delight and pleasure to be able to chat with you, reason with you. Today we're at Lord's, the iconic venue in England, and there's a very special evening ahead of us in conjunction with the Antigua and Barbuda Tourist Board. And I think let's start there, because it's only right we start there. It might sound like a strange question to ask you, but I do want to ask you this. What does Antigua and Barbuda mean to you?
Well, I have to let Skipper go first, you know, I mean, out of respect. I have to wait my turn, so the Skipper should go first, and then I'll follow.
No, I'll give him the go-ahead. Let him go.
No, Antigua and Barbuda, you know, we are a proud nation, right? We're very resilient, and anything that we do, we want to be the best at it, just because of our pride. And, you know, we as legends of the game, we'll do whatever it takes to promote Antigua Barbuda in a positive way. And anytime you want to go on a vacation, want a place to just relax, to chill, Antigua Barbuda is a place to come.
Skipper, follow that.
Oh, man, I try and follow that. I can tell you that Antigua means so much, you know, because you were born there as an Antiguan and Barbudan, and we are in the tourism package, and We have been utilized in so many ways for us to try and promote and to send the best message what holidaying in Antigua can be. You know, it is, first of all, we would have heard the beaches are the beginning. And then when we start from there, the people in itself, we are the most vibrant watching Test match cricket in Antigua. That's where it all started in a big way. And it would have spread throughout the whole region to Cheeky Hi-Fi. And the whole Caribbean basically is a buzz about the entertainment that you can get at matches. The best place in the world, in my opinion, for you to visit. And if you want to be entertained with some of the best cricket and people, Antigua and Barbuda is the place.
Listen, if I didn't know already, you sold it to me all the same. But we're here in England, and of course, whenever West Indies play England, Antigua and Barbuda is one of the most popular venues for English fans to travel to, constantly return. In the World Cup coming up in a couple of months, England are based. A lot of their games are based in Antigua and Barbuda in the group stages. Australia will be there, Oman, Scotland, etc. Why do you think the English find it so good to go back again and again to Antigua?
Well, first of all, you know, the people. Mm. We are very friendly. We're only aggressive when we're competing. Hence, England used to feel most of the brunt back in the day. But we are wonderful people, very hospitable, you know. And Antigua is just a loving, Antigua Barbuda, just a loving Twin Island state. You can relax without any fear. And hence, I reckon, and the cricket as well. So hence, you know, most of the English folks love coming to Antigua because basically you don't have to worry about anything. And you get everything. The cuisine, you know, if you're a drinker, the rum and all that. You know, party, music. So Antigua and Barbuda is just a special place.
Even in spite of all the defeats, the English still want to come back.
Of course. Because it's just a blessed place.
Viv, any further?
Yeah, there's still a lot of remnants of our colonial past. Take, for instance, you have the Nelson's Dockyard. Mm. And there's so many little things from the past that you can see. So I think some of that also resonates with the English public and the fan who comes out. Apart from seeing a proper game of cricket, having the best fun that you ever have in your life. And that's what it's all about. You know, Antigua is just, and Barbuda, never forgetting, the Barbudans would be mad with me, you know, if I didn't, you know. So we are... a state of sister and brother in a big, big way. So at least you've got to make everyone feel at home.
We mentioned the World Cup. Obviously, like I say, it's on the horizon. West Indies are hosting the World Cup across the region. I'm sure you've been asked before, but I've never asked you it, so I will ask the question. T20, and Kirtley, I'm asking you first, because I know Viv has definitely been asked before. How would you have gone in T20 cricket? Honestly, how do you think if your skill set, with the way the game is played today, how effective do you think you would have been?
Well, if you know me, and you know me well, you know that I believe very strongly in my ability. Mm. Doesn't matter what the circumstances are. I've always believed that I can come out on top. That's the mentality I had. T20 cricket is a shorter version. Batters will go hard at you from ball one. I believe if I have to play T20, I will develop a bit more skills, because you need to be skillful in different ways. Mm-hmm. So I will develop some more skills to try outfox the batters. Mm-hmm. But I believe I would have done okay in T20. And, you know, the returns are great, so why not?
I can even expand on that as well. Also, you heard Kirtley mention about the fact that he'd have to develop some more skills. Mm. He had one skill, in my opinion, that would have done it, killed it, in terms of the Yorker.
I was going to say, as soon as you said it, my head was in Yorker.
I don't think you need anything else.
And Viv, so everyone always says that you were the modern you were the kind of first version of a T20 player in terms of within your particular era. Do you look at the current batters in this format of the game and think they're doing anything out of the ordinary from the batting fundamentals, or do you think they are taking the game forward?
What I find as well, it's really exciting at times what you see, many times, but what I find sometimes can be quite puzzling is that you would maybe see a Test match player before, and then after seeing him, you see this guy with this magnificent technique, and then all of a sudden, because of the T20, he loses that. Mm. And I find maybe a lot of Indian batsmen as well, they were some of the best players of spin, in my opinion, over the years. And because of the shot playing factors that comes in to T20, we're losing that so-called technique in terms of the tight defense and what batsmanship was all about. It's nowadays, a guy feels good if he gets an inside edge, goes on to find leg, you know? So it's different in that particular way. I believe a sound technique does help because you need, when you have certain deliveries coming from the big man here at times, if your technique is not good, you're going to get done.
Yeah.
You know, so having a good technique as well in order to prolong your innings, in order for you to be at the wicket scoring runs, it is of vital importance.
Indeed. And let's talk off the pitch slightly. Obviously, the two of you and Richie and Andy, the four knights, etc. Viv, you've recently returned from the PSL.
That's right.
I saw you running on the pitch after.
No.
After.
No.
Okay, running, maybe.
You
were trying something.
Trying to run. I forgot, man.
Let me just run you through that whole process. I'm a very passionate sort of individual when it comes to my team and regardless of who I'm representing. And after we've done that, man, I forgot that I had a little dodgy knee. You know? But the emotion got to me big time, man. And that's what it's all about. This is the thing. The amazing thing about this as well, I don't think I would have done anything before that would have gone viral. But it took something of that nature in order for me to accomplish that, you know? But it's all good fun.
The reason I bring it up, and curtly, I was going to make reference to a couple of years ago, Talawar's winning CPL. You were heavily involved within that. And I bring those 2 points up in terms of your influences off the field with different teams around the world, etc. You were recently in Guyana doing coaching Burpees, I believe. Mm-hmm. I asked Andy and Richie this, and I'm going to ask you two the same to kind of finish this off. If you could click your fingers tomorrow and change anything about West Indies cricket that you believe would not make an instant change to our fortunes, but maybe further down the line, what would you do or what would you choose to change?
Well, it will take a lot because the situation we're in at the moment. But I believe that if you get the right personnel to run the cricket, I believe the cricket can get better. Mm-hmm. We always have talent. That's no question. But I think the right personnel has to be in the right positions to get the cricket forward. And if we can do that, we're going to be on our way. And of course, one of the biggest factors that hamper West Indies cricket is the insularity. Mm. If we can get rid of that, the cricket will get better.
Viv, any further?
When you hear the big man would have delivered such some statement, how can you follow that, you know? But to simply say that we need individuals, you know, who run the system to listen a bit more to people who understand. Not because you are a Rhodes Scholar and you've been to the biggest university or wherever you may have been, the folks you may listen to, they have their diplomas as well in terms of what they bring to the table in terms of moving West Indies cricket forward. Just to listen a bit more to the folks who matters.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The Following On podcast is proudly sponsored by Barbados Tourism. If your passion for travel is on par with your passion for cricket, then I have some excellent news. The ICC Men's Cricket T20 World Cup Final is being hosted in Barbados this June, which makes it the perfect destination for your summer holidays this year. To make the most of your trip, you can also experience 8 matches from the series in Barbados, including England against Scotland and England against Australia. In under a month's time, you could be spending your days exploring the vibrant streets of Bridgetown, drinking rum in the sunshine, and experiencing exotic Bajan delicacies in the culinary capital of the Caribbean. There truly is something for everyone. There's no need to wait a second longer. Head to visitbarbados.org/cricket today to book the trip of a lifetime to Barbados. Truly the best place to be a cricket fan.
Sir Vivian Richards and Sir Kirtley Ambrose chatting to me at Lord's as we celebrated cricket and culture with the Antigua and Barbuda Tourism Authority. Next up, I spoke with 2 more West Indies greats as I sat down with both Sir Andy Roberts and Sir Richie Richardson. So I'm delighted to be here today with Richie Richardson, I should say Sir Richie Richardson and Sir Andy Roberts at Lord's ahead of a fantastic evening that we have planned today in conjunction with the Antigua and Barbuda Tourist Board. First things first, gentlemen, I should ask this question. How are you finding it in... It's not very sunny right now, but how are you finding it in Blighty, as they say?
Cold.
Cold.
Well, do you know what? The original plan was to do the interview outside.
Really? And, you would have been on your own.
I said, Richie and Andy will be fine with that. Let's just go outside. And I took a step and said, nope, we're going to have to come back inside, you know, and do this one. But... you know, let's get into it. First things first. Obviously, like I say, this event today is in conjunction with the Antigua and Barbuda Tourist Board. And the first thing I want to know, and it seems like a silly question to ask, but I presume a lot of people haven't asked you this really before. What does your nation mean to you? Everyone always talks about cricket and X, Y, Z, but just Antigua and Barbuda in itself, what does it actually mean to you as a nation and an island?
A place I would never swap for anything in the world. It's the most lovely country that I've been to. London, out of the question. Far too cold for me. Yeah. But Antigua, we have nice weather 365 days of the year.
Indeed. And Richie?
Well, it's home. And it's a place that I look forward to going back to whenever I leave our shores. I'm always homesick whenever I leave Antigua, and I always wanted to go back because of the natural beauty that we have. Good weather throughout the year, 365 days, as Sir Andy said. Wonderful culture. People are always happy. We're welcoming people. We love to have people come to our shows, and we love to party and have fun. But we also love to work hard. We have beautiful beaches, beautiful food, culture. And it's just a place to be. I feel very, very relaxed whenever I'm in Antigua and Barbuda. No pressure whatsoever. It doesn't matter where I go. No hassle, no pressure. And I just love being there.
And then, go on, Andy, sorry.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't. Do you know what? I was just about to... I was born in Jamaica. So I'm trying to see from your responses which is higher then, Antigua or Jamaica. But you're giving a good response. But obviously Antigua and Barbuda is very, very popular. In the cricketing context, it's very, very popular for travelling England fans. Anytime there is any kind of international match held between the West Indies and England, you can guarantee that there will be a travelling horde of English fans to those games. But from a kind of outsider's perspective, what do you think that they find so enjoyable about repeated trips to the island?
The people, the rum... Which most English enjoy more than the country, and the atmosphere. You know, once you're at cricket in Antigua, there's a different atmosphere than anywhere else you can encounter.
Indeed. Any further to that, Richie?
Well, as I said before, the hospitality. You know, we love to host people, especially when they come for cricket, and give them a good time. And especially if we are beating the opposition, you know, so we will take them into all of the rum shops and give them some of our local cuisine and give them lots of beer and good rum. You know, we have the best rum in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So
that might be on the debate, but
we have the best rum in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Including the Antigua and Barbuda, English Harbour rum and Cavalier. Yeah. But yes, the hospitality is the main thing. Atmosphere, good weather.
you know, and cricket in the Caribbean is, sorry, in Antigua is like no others around the world. We were the first to create a party carnival atmosphere by having music and dancing and comedy during a live cricket match. So we have set that trend, and now it's being done around the world, especially in T20 cricket. So we are very proud of that.
You notice we never said the beaches.
Yes, that's the one thing that you...
No, because it's given that the best beaches you can find anywhere is between Antigua and Barbuda. And I think Barbuda have better beaches than Antigua itself.
Yeah. You're selling it well to me, you know.
Barbuda is actually a beach that has pink sand.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not lying. You must go and check it out.
Well, you mentioned T20, and we're talking about World Cup coming up in the horizon less than, a month, just over a month and a half away. And Antigua will have matches, obviously, and Barbuda, will have matches throughout the World Cup. I believe it's the group with England and Australia and Cole.
Yeah, Scotland is there as well.
And Scotland, Oman, etc. What does it mean to the island to be able to host? Obviously, we've had World Cups in the Caribbean before, but what does it mean to be able to host a big global event on the island, and of course in the latter stages of the tournament as well?
Well, I think because of what transpired years ago with the type of cricketers that comes out of Antigua, people looking forward to go to Antigua to see if there are any youngsters on the horizon. You know, and that is one of the things that bothers me, that our game has fallen a bit in Antigua. And we need, you know, investment so that we can move the cricket forward. And strong Antigua means strong West Indies, if you check over the years.
I think it's important for us to host this World Cup because obviously it's going to make a massive contribution to our economy and also showcase Antigua to the world. We're already on the map, as small as we are, but it's an opportunity for us to further showcase what we have to offer to visitors. We're a mad cricketing nation. We love cricket. We love having international matches, and having about 8 World Cup matches in Antigua is going to be a blast. People are going to look forward to it. They're already looking forward to it. People are already planning. It's going to be like a continuous party, music, dance, food, and revelry. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting, and a lot of people, the hotels are going to be full. Already they're fully booked, I understand. So we're looking forward to having all the fans come to Antigua and Barbuda. Now, of course, the Caribbean, because I'm a Caribbean man. And so we're going to have an exciting event.
I should also mention, actually, because this year it was announced that a CPL franchise will return to Antigua as well. How much of a boost is that to I know it's a different format of cricket in terms of it's not Test cricket, etc., but how much of a boost is that to the island as well to be able to have a franchise back on back in Antigua?
Well, we're hoping that it will take off as the, what it was before,
the Hawksbills.
The Hawksbill took off the very first CPL, and we had some good crowds there, but things have gone downhill since then. So we're hoping that with the introduction of the Falcons, that we can bring things back up to respectability.
Yeah, I think we're starved, really, for CPL cricket. We watch it on TV every year, and all the fans in Antigua are really yearning to have it. So everyone is now excited that our franchise is now coming back to Antigua. And I think it will benefit us in many ways, because they will be involving, like, the Four Knights, and they're going to be participating in the cricket development through the island, so which will be a good thing for our overall development. They're going to invest. And they plan to be there for a very long time, because I believe they've got a very long-term contract with the government, so which means that they're going to be there for a very long time. So I think our cricket will benefit. Yes, it's T20 cricket, but that's the way to go. T20 cricket is a good format of the game to help promote the game, to reach out to youngsters, to reach out to the business community, and to get people back, you know, watching the game again. So we are very happy about that, and we think it's going to do very, very well.
You made reference, of course, to the Four Knights, and if we link that into kind of wider development within Antigua, and if you want to across the Caribbean, but specifically focusing on Antigua, what do you think I mean, investment's the obvious answer, but what do you think from the heyday and the glory days of West Indies running world cricket in terms of on the field, what would be, if you could click your fingers tomorrow, what would be the thing that would change things overnight from a developmental perspective?
Two superstars.
Okay.
if we get two superstars, it would change everything, because West Indians and Antiguans in particular likes winning. If you were following cricket in the 70s, 80s and 90s, you will see that all the Antiguans really hold West Indies together. And that is what we want to see happening in the future.
Richie?
Well, I have a slightly different perspective on that. Cricket is embedded in our genes, and the talent will always be produced, will always be there. So I think what we need to do is to find a way to invest in the development of our grassroots cricket, get the youngsters playing, getting them to do the right things, have proper coaching in place, and have a system. The most important is to have a system where you can work from, you know, say from the maybe 9, 10, whatever, all the way through, and nurture them and bring them through. Of course, it will need money, need finances, but the most important thing is to have that system. And if people see that you're doing the right things and you have something good in place, they will support you. Mm. Of course, we are a very small nation, but it can be done. We were the best in the world for a number of years, and we can be that way again. But I don't think it can be fast-tracked. We have to put the right things in place, put systems in place in order to curb these players and help them develop, nurture them. And we can, I'm sure, we'll probably take maybe 10 years at least to really, for that to happen. That's why I see it. A lot of people are hoping that it can happen like that. Mm. But I don't think it can.
Listen, Richie and Andy, whenever you sit in the kind of realm of greatness, and I think it's not hyperbole to call you greats in the context of cricket, it's always such an education to be able to just, you know, sit and reason on these things. Thank you so much for giving up some of your time, and have a good evening tonight.
Thank you. Nice talking sport with you.
Thank you very much. Our thanks to Sir Viv Richards, Sir Kirtley Ambrose, Sir Andy Roberts and Sir Richie Richardson for their time. You've been listening to a very special edition of Following On with me, Mashal St. Patrick Hewitt. If you missed any of the show or wish to catch up, you can download the podcast from the Following On feed, now available via the free TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week for the Cricket Collective with Neil Manthorpe and Steve Harmison and Following On County Cricketer. So keep an eye out for that. But for now, thanks for listening to Following On.
The Following On podcast is proudly sponsored by Barbados Tourism, and this is your gentle reminder that Barbados is the best place to be a cricket fan. With 8 matches from the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup Series taking place in Barbados this summer, including the final, you can experience the summer of a lifetime by booking today. Aside from immersing in world-class cricket in the sunshine, Barbados is the dream destination for all travel enthusiasts. It is where adventure meets paradise, the culinary capital of the Caribbean, and better still, the birthplace of rum. If you're keen to unite with cricket fans across the globe for what is set to be an unforgettable summer, then head to visitbarbados.org/cricket today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.